For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. On a warm day on a rare visit home, Shelby Rogers practices what she does best, tennis. The Charleston native entered the game at the tender age of 4, inspired by her older sister. She always wanted to be a professional player, but it wasn't until she turned 15 that her dream became more realistic.
And, you know, I kind of started playing some pro matches, some bigger tournaments, that sort of thing, and I saw that I could compete with these girls. And then I got to the finals of my first pro tournament, graduated high school, and decided, you know, hey, I got to give myself a shot on tour. I can always go back to school and study, but, you know, let's do this while I can right now. And, very thankful I made that decision.
Rogers practices with Chip Hand when she's in Charleston, which is a rare occasion because her profession keeps her traveling. Hand, who runs his own tennis academy, said Rogers is a special player because she cares so much for the game.
Every time she's on court, she, you know, works really hard. When she's off court, she's always working hard. You know, when she's doing press or you know, meeting with other kids, she's always trying to get other people into the game also. And, I mean, I think that's what keeps her more humble and makes her love the game.
Rogers said her practice routine changes with the seasons.
It could be anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5 hours a day of practicing or match play. And then on top of that, you've got a couple hours in the gym working on agility and quickness and strength, kind of some cross training and cardio. So it's definitely a full package, and you have to be very smart about how you're training so you can stay healthy and play a full schedule throughout the year.
Rogers obviously loves playing tennis for a living, but admits there's a price to pay to be a professional athlete.
Growing up, I had to be like, hey, I'm going to this tournament. I can't hang out with my friends this weekend. But to me, those aren't sacrifices. It's exactly what I wanted to do. You know, yeah, you miss out on some things, but look what you get to do instead. But yeah, it can be tough sometimes. I mean, traveling the world, the jet lag gets to you. You know, you're away from home a lot. You are away from your family and your friends a lot. So you just have to count your blessings and understand what you're doing. This is the life I chose, and I absolutely love it.
Like all pros, Rogers wants to be the best and has beaten opponents ranked as high as 4th in the world. But she said she has to plan each match carefully and separately.
You have to figure out how to break your opponent down, whether it's physically, strategically, mentally, whatever it is. It's just you, and you're the one fighting out there. And that's a really cool thing about tennis. And so you have to scout a little bit before matches and things like that, you know, to kind of figure out what your game plan is going to be.
Han said it's hard to pick out what's best about Rogers' game because she's talented across the board.
Her serve's really good, amazing backhand. She's got a big forehand. I mean, she's got everything. Her serve and especially her kick serve are probably top on tour, top 5 for sure. And the ground strokes and everything else is coming along, and it's going to be just as good.
Though she now lives in Florida, Rogers is proud to be from Charleston. Of course, she looks forward to coming home every March for the Volvo Car Open to play before friends and family.
Yeah, it definitely has a special place in my heart. I mean, I grew up playing here, and I was a ball girl for the tournament, you know, so to kind of play on that stadium every year is really special. It's hard to kind of not put a little extra pressure on yourself. You know, I want to do well for my friends and family, and I want to showcase, you know, how much better I've gotten and things like that, but sometimes it's easier said than done, right? But I'll keep trying.
Game set, match Rogers. 2 sets to 1, 6-2, 2-6, 6-1.
With the support of her public added to her talent and determination, it's likely that Rogers will bring home more victories in the years ahead. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.